This podcast of the Daily Buzz is brought to you by Moore Family Pharmacy. It's not just a name, it's what you get. Moore in Allegan, Hamilton, Plainwell, and South Haven. Moore Family Pharmacy. Paul Andecker with the Daily Buzz on Cozy. Boy, back to school tomorrow. Labor Day today. New AFL-CIO study says one in four of us is actually working this Labor Day. Yeah. So Maxwell House Coffee decided to acknowledge and reward people working today by paying for their day off. If you're working today, you can download a photo of yourself at work on Maxwell House's website. And they'll give away $1,150 Visa gift cards. They say you'll have to arrange a day off by yourself, but they're paying for it. Kind of cool. Labor Day weekend means we probably overindulge at some point this weekend. That's no surprise. But it is a surprise how much we overindulge. The survey finds the average person eats three times more at a barbecue than they would at a normal meal. Most of us chow down on about 1,800 calories at a typical barbecue, while a typical meal at home is about 500 to 700 calories. Oh, that's not including the alcohol. Have a few glasses of wine or a couple of beers with that burger, hot dog, or potato salad. That's an extra 400 calories. What is it they say? Eat, drink, and be merry, for tomorrow you must diet. And researchers say enjoy every minute of today because your vacation vibes won't last. A survey finds 24% of U.S. workers say vacation glow fades as soon as you go back to work. 40% say they were able to hang on to those vacation vibes for a few days before the stress returned. We'll turn the page in 60 seconds. It's the Daily Buzz on Cozy. Part two of the Labor Day edition of the Daily Buzz on Cozy. In Japan, if you want to quit your job, you can actually hire someone to do it for you. The company is called Exit. They will contact your employer, tell them about your plans to leave, submit a resignation letter, and work out all the details, including any time off you might still have. But having the service quit for you isn't cheap. They charge $450 per resignation notice. But if you use them again, you get a $90 discount. Well, it's sayonara to hot dogs. Apparently, Labor Day is the official end of hot dog season. Who knew there was one? The National Hot Dog and Sausage Council did. Hot dog season actually begins Memorial Day and ends on Labor Day. Heck, I eat them all year round. If you're a bargain hunter, here are a few things that'll save you some money in September. Mattresses. They're always a popular sale item for Labor Day, along with furniture and appliances. Plane tickets. According to a study on holiday airfare, prices for plane tickets over Thanksgiving and Christmas will increase throughout October, November, and December. So if you can book now, do it. And a couple of items you should hold off on buying. TVs, which will go on sale in November for Black Friday, and January for Super Bowl, and Halloween costumes that get cheaper and cheaper as the day gets closer. And good news to wrap up this Labor Day edition of The Buzz. The sign of a great economy, the U.S. median household income has just hit a record high, jumping 4% this year. The median income per household in America is now $62,450. Spencer Rivers kicked off our fall tour at Stanley Johnson Park for the All Crafts Fair this past Saturday. I will be at the Paw Paw Grape Lake 5K Run and Walk sign-up this Friday afternoon from 4 until 6. Thanks to great fall sponsors like South Haven Public Schools, Remington Excavating, Bumbleberry Acres, and Roses Service Center. Learn all about our 2018 fall tour on the website, WCSY.com. Hope to see you out and about at a great fall fest sometime soon. Maybe in Paw Paw this Friday. Knucklehead news, not surprisingly, out of Florida, where Florida State University has just created a mandatory online class for freshmen to help them handle the stress that comes along with going off to college. But they're offering everyone an option to skip the mandatory class if they think that doing it would make them too stressed. What? The way the class is only about a half hour long, and it's mostly just videos of past students explaining what they can expect. There's not even a quiz or test at the end. Incredible. That's the Daily Buzz. You see something I should buzz about, please get it to me. Paul at WCSY.com is my email. Fax is 637-2675. You can drop things off here at the station today, even. We have a drop box outside the building. We're at 11637 M140 in South Haven. Podcasts of The Daily Buzz are on our website, WCSY.com. If you become a subscriber, we'll email them to you every day. They're also available on Facebook and great podcasting outlets like TuneIn, Google Play, and iTunes. Yesterday's history, tomorrow's a mystery, today's a gift. That's why it's called The Present. I'm Paul Landecker. Have a safe, happy Memorial Day. I'll talk to you again tomorrow morning here on The Daily Buzz.